AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Out here, the road has a way of talking to you. That divider line, a mouth-watering story about a string of hot, melty cheese stretching as far as the eye can see. And the steering wheel, a reminder about Pilot's hand-prepped pizza, waiting for you anytime you want it. So listen to the road. Get two slices of pizza and a Pepsi for just $8. Only at Pilot and Flying J. See you out here. Available at participating locations through 11-10-25. Terms apply. See store for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We've got some good news right here at the top of the show. Reports out of Cincinnati and especially on the social media account, the Buffalo Bills reports progress being made for Damar Hamlin in the hospital in Cincinnati. There are some positive neurological signs there. There's another reporter on the site saying that he's been able to grip the hands of his family members. So Davis, we got to start off with that. That's really good news. And the healing process hopefully moving forward in a big way.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the news that the Bills wanted to hear. That is the news that Damar Hamlin's family wants to hear. I think also probably the news, Craig, that the NFL wants to hear. I don't think that the NFL wants a story to be a guy died literally on the field. People watched a man die. I don't think they wanted that. And, you know, I mean, let's just be real about it. The NFL really does want this Bills-Bengals game to be played because of the seating implications. Like, I think if they were going to cancel it or declare it a no contest, I think they probably would have done that by now. And, I mean, some of the proposals have seemed kind of crazy. Some of them have seemed a little bit more realistic, but seems like the NFL does want this game to get played at some point.
Yeah, and a lot of proposals out there. My guess is this time tomorrow we'll probably have that for you, would be a guess here on the show. All right, let's get to our headlines here in terms of fantasy here on FST Fantasy Sports Today. Giannis with a monster game last night. Hopefully you plugged him in your DFS lineup. He was worth that price. 30 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists in overtime in that win against the Raptors. Ravel Devers is signing a $331 million contract extension that will keep him in Boston. It's been a quiet offseason for them for sure, but Devers definitely helps soften some of that blow. The Commanders have announced they're starting Sam Howell in Week 18, their young rookie who haven't had a chance to play this season as of yet. And also, the Chicago Bulls snapped the Nets' 12-game winning streak despite Kevin Durant's 44 points last night. So we can go in a number of different directions here. We could start off, Davis, of course, with the NBA. And, you know, certainly Giannis just continues to prove while he is one of the best, if not the best, in all of the NBA with another 40-plus point performance. And I don't know how many points that is in DFS, but it seems to me it's close to 100, something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you didn't have Giannis last night, you are definitely regretting that. And, you know, it was a huge 12-game slate. Of course, we did our DFS preview last night the same way we're going to do today. And he actually was not really all that popular, which is always sort of interesting. You know, when all of these really expensive guys are playing at the same time, it's sort of interesting to see which one the field gravitates towards. And you know, I mean, it really is sort of insane. But Giannis has been on this crazy run the last, I don't know, let's say week of the season, 2 weeks of the season. And I'm not certain that if the season ended today, if he would even be a top three MVP candidate, because I think that, I mean, my vote, number one, would go to Jokic. I think most people would probably give Luka the number one vote, I think. And then we would see, you know, probably Doncic where Durant would get in there. But Giannis is playing absolutely phenomenally, and the you know, the Nets losing, sort of interesting. Like, we all that drama at the beginning of the season, They fire Steve Nash. Kyrie Irving can't stop, you know, sticking his foot in his mouth with his, you know, horrible, horrible comments. And then they get Kyrie back in the fold. They hire Jacques Vaughn. And, I mean, don't look now, but, like, this is – they could totally win an NBA championship, which is crazy because literally a month ago we were like, nope, it's done. Kyrie's away from the team. Will Kyrie ever play again? Are they going to trade Durant? Like, it's crazy how fast that turned around.
Yeah, Philadelphia playing well also without Embiid last night, no doubt. Heat lose at the LA Lakers, big game for Russell Westbrook yesterday, too. Let's get to back to the NFL. Sam Howell Davis going to make his first start of the season. You know, typically teams in the NFL, when they take a rookie in the draft, usually when they fall out of it, they throw the rookie in there. And quite frankly, they probably could have done this, I don't know about you, but 2-3 weeks ago. But Washington had that middle of the season run when Heinicke came back in where they won a few games. But now we're going to get our first look at Sam Howell, and I don't know that this will be a precursor for anything, but at the very least, we get to see him going into next year. My guess is, Davis, that he'll get to at least compete for something if he shows okay on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of interesting. You and I both had the same reaction to this news story yesterday that Carson Wentz was going to be benched, which is, why is Ron Rivera telling people that Sam Howell and Taylor Heinicke are going to split snaps? Like, what would be the possible purpose of that in a useless game? Like, you want to get some live action at the NFL level for Sam Howell. Howell is, I think, interestingly enough, he turned 22 this season, so it's sort of the opposite of Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett is almost 25 years old. Like, he is the same age as Lamar, which is kind of crazy. So, I mean, certainly there's going to be probably two new quarterbacks in the building for the Washington football team next year. We have no idea who it's going to be. It's going to be an insane offseason. But I would love to see Howell play really well this weekend because the NFL needs more good quarterbacks.
Yeah, for sure. They need any quarterback they can get at this point, certainly. And, you know, a little bit later in the show, we will preview some of the games, of course, coming up this weekend. Saturday night, two games in the NFL, one in the afternoon.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
One in the evening, then the full slate Sunday, and then, believe it or not, I talked about this yesterday a little bit on Newswire, there's a national championship game coming up on Monday night. Davis, this may be the least talked about national championship game in a decade. I have not heard one thing all week long.
No, I haven't heard anything. I think the Bills, the NFL stuff is kind of overshadowing it, but you're right. I mean, I don't think I've seen one person say anything about it this week.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, our NBA DFS preview coming up next, so stay on the grid. Davis and I will be right back here on the third.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We've got the Thrive 5 coming up. We're going to help you with some props for Saturday night's NFL game. So make sure you stay on the grid for that. That's coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Also a promo code that you can get, a deposit bonus. But Davis, Thursday night, no football. Does it feel weird? No football at all.
It does. Doesn't it feel pretty bizarre to like be sitting here on in the middle of the week and not be like, well, all right, you know, I need to be checking my fantasy football lineups, need to be doing waivers. You know, it's like, yeah, we still have football left. We have week 18. We have the playoffs. We have the Super Bowl. We have whatever they're going to do with Bills, Bengals. I mean, some of the proposals out here, it's like, you know, the bye week, like it's just some of these proposals are crazy. Maybe we'll talk about it and fantasy reality at some point in this week. But yeah, it feels very bizarre to not be making waiver claims or setting any lineups or anything like that. It does feel strange for sure.
Yeah. So, but the good news is we do have a full slate of NBA games. So without further ado, let's get right to it. Here's the pricing tonight over on DraftKings, by the way, for those of you who have to leave us at any point during the show, go to dailyroto.com because all the information is there as well. We have Luka tonight. He is the highest priced player on DraftKings, and for good reason. You're going to have to pay up. His price tonight is well over 12,000 tonight on DK. We have Ja Morant at 10.4, Kevin Porter Jr. down under 8,000, Jordan Clarkson just over 7, Jamal Murray at 7, and Desmond Bane tonight at 6,700. My gosh, how can you make a lineup tonight? I guess you can't get Luka and Jokic in the same lineup tonight. That would probably be the best thing to do, but I don't think that's possible.
I think the only way we're going to be able to get those guys in together is if we see a big rest spot here for the Clippers. So Paul George is questionable, and as of right now at 10:14 Central Time, 11:14 Eastern Time, Kawhi Leonard is not on the injury report. Now, that doesn't mean he is not going to go on the injury report. Doesn't mean he's not going to rest here. But if we get a Clippers rest spot, George sits out. Nick Batum is already out for this game. But, you know, Craig, kind of a theme of the last week. I mean, we just really haven't been seeing that many guys miss games. In fact, if you just pull open this slate on FanDuel or DraftKings, you're going to see two dudes above 5,000 listed as questionable. That's Paul George and Jalen Suggs. So I think we're pretty healthy tonight, which means it is going to be hard to get Jokic and Doncic in together. In fact, I'm pretty sure you can't even do it in a way with a lineup full of guys who are going to play. So at each position, you got to identify some value guys. Honestly, for me, looking at the projected ownership for these guys, Luka against Boston, Jokic against the Clippers, I slightly prefer Jokic due to the projected ownership discrepancy. Looking at some of the guard guys who can perhaps get us there, we have Malik Beasley, who we talked about the other night in the Sacramento Kings Utah Jazz game. He came through in that one. He's just really strong off the bench. If you really want to go dumpster diving, you could use Ty Washington, who is the backup point guard for the Houston Rockets. Right now, he gets about 15 minutes a night. He is dead minimum salary. You'd probably have to play him and one other guy like him to get Jokic and Doncic in your lineups together. I do really like Jalen Green, who is the starting point guard for the Houston Rockets against the Utah Jazz. And Reggie Bullock is getting, I mean, he is playing crazy minutes, like 37 minutes a night. He's only 3,500 on DraftKings against Boston. I mean, the issue is and everyone knows this, Luka takes all the shots. So not a ton left on the bone there for him, but he seems pretty strong. And that's kind of how the guard position works.
All right, so there you go. And some decent options there. Players, by the way, one player I had never heard of, so that's good. Davis throwing that out there. All right, let's take a look now at the forwards. We've got Jason Tatum on Boston tonight. He is priced up tonight just under 11,000. Also, Jaylen Brown, same team there, 9,500. Lauri Markkanen continues to shine. He's up to 9,000 on DraftKings. Paul George, as we mentioned. Kawhi Leonard, boy, if he plays, that's a good price there. And then Paolo Banchero, the great rookie, also one of the higher-priced options tonight.
Yeah, Banchero, man. What a phenomenal player he has been. And has actually been getting his minutes extended because of this craziness that is going on with the Orlando Magic as a result of that brawl they had on their bench the other night. So these are the guys who are not playing for Orlando tonight. Mo Wagner, he's out. Bol Bol is out. Jonathan Isaac is out. Chuma Okeke is out. And they actually have their starting point guard, Jalen Suggs. He is being listed as questionable with an ankle injury as well. So I guess maybe I misspoke a little bit. Maybe it will be possible to play Doncic and Jokic together tonight, because if Suggs sits out, they're missing four of their rotation guys. The other night they started this fella, Caleb Houston, who I've literally never heard of. Craig, you know I love the NBA. I follow the NBA very closely. I've never heard of like the 19th man on the Orlando Magic. He started the other night. So maybe the Magic will allow us to get those guys in there together. But at the forward positions, it's going to be a lot about the Rockets guys. We got KJ Martin and Jabari Smith, because Alperen Sengun, their young stud center, has not been playing. I think it's an ankle injury that he is dealing with. Both of those guys are below 5,000. They look pretty strong. I like Kelly Olynyk as well. That Utah-Houston game seems like it could be one of those games that ends 138-135 in regulation. Neither of those teams are very good defensively. Houston obviously is not playing for anything. And honestly, Utah at this point, I mean, I don't know. They probably want to start losing games. Like, they're not going to win a championship, so maybe they're going to start playing a little bit that way. And Tari Eason as well. Probably the best forward play in terms of like ceiling and everything is going to be Banchero, though, against Memphis. I really like this spot for him.
Okay, players out, obviously, for Orlando. Banchero getting more opportunities for sure tonight, not priced all that high over on DraftKings. All right, now let's move over to the centers, where, you know, clearly a lot of folks going to use Jokic tonight, I would guess. He's just under 12,000 priced on DK, followed by Wendell Carter Jr. He is another option for you there. In addition, we have some other players that you could potentially use in Sengun and also Adams, Kelly Olynyk, and Al Horford. So, Davis, which one of those names that I mentioned do you like tonight?
Well, I mean, the center position does seem to be one of the tougher ones tonight, because a lot of the guys we like are also forward eligible. The guy we would really like to play is Nikola Jokic. Very hard to get him in. You know, for example, like he is projected to be, I think, like the sixth most owned center, which does not happen very often on a four game slate. A lot of the time it would be the priority to get him in. Christian Wood for Dallas. I mean, Christian Wood started out the year being one of those guys that everyone kind of loved to lump on. And you know, like he was taking a lot of lumps earlier in the season, but he's kind of helped keep them alive during this Doncic run, because Maxi right. Kleba, who is like their favored big man, they love Maxi Kleba in Dallas. He's been out for a while. Wood has been starting, so we really like that for him. Jaren Jackson Jr. Pretty much every slate for me is a Jaren Jackson Jr. slate, because he is like the worst fouler in the NBA. Like, he is the worst. So we only can play like 28 minutes a night because this dude is always getting into foul trouble. But any night he just lucks in to 34 minutes because he doesn't foul out in the first half, you know, doesn't get three fouls in the first quarter or whatever. He ends up being like 45, 50 DraftKings points per night. So just any given slate, he's eligible. I'm throwing him in. Now, is he going to get into foul trouble against Banchero? I mean, I don't know, probably, right? Probably a matchup that's going to get him some foul trouble, but he seems really cheap. And then Ivaka Zubac against Jokic, his minutes should get extended tonight. I don't think they're going to, you know, try Robert Covington on Jokic. So I think if you move his minutes projection to like 32 minutes or something, he looks pretty strong.
All right, so there you have it. Our preview tonight in NBA Daily Fantasy. Again, dailyrotor.com, all this information and helping you set up your lineups, optimizing and getting you set up all tonight for the slate. But coming up next, we've got two games on Saturday in the NFL. And of course, for those of you who are familiar with Thrive Fantasy, this next segment is for you. For those of you who have never used this app, it's really easy to use. And we're also going to tell you about an opportunity to use one of our promo codes that you can download the app and get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. It is Thrive Fantasy. Download it during our break. When you come back next, not only are we going to give you the promo code, we're also going to give you some props that you can use to make money on Saturday. So stay with us here on Sports Grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Greg Mish, Davis Maddock, and we're right back after this. Don't go away. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid, folks. If you have not downloaded the Thrive Fantasy app, do it right now. We're going to help you get all set up and ready for Saturday night's matchups. We've got the Raiders, of course, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got the Jacksonville Jaguars playing in a win-or-go-home game against the Tennessee Titans. And for those of you who have never used the Thrive Fantasy app, you can prop up and get a deposit bonus up to $250. Just use our promo code. It is SportsGrid, SportsGrid. All the money that you deposit up to $250, they're going to match it, a 100% deposit bonus. What does that mean? Really simply, you put in $100, they're going to give you a free $100. You put in $200, they're going to give you another $200, right? Got the math? Good. Now we're going to help you win. It's time for the Thrive Five. All right, Davis, we got Kansas City and, of course, the Las Vegas Raiders playing in the early slate. So I know what you'll be doing, which is watching football. And then, I mean, you can't turn off the TV for Tennessee-Jacksonville on Saturday night. One of those teams going to the playoffs. The other team is going home. We've got a high total in terms of points in that Raiders-Kansas City game. So I would expect a lot of points there. Maybe we'll go with some props there. And then Tennessee-Jacksonville, I think, probably shapes up to be a pretty good game. These two teams played last time out. I know that the final score indicated that Jacksonville dominated them, but if you watch the game, that really wasn't the case. It's just that Tennessee turned the ball over three times in the first half. But we're looking at props here. Game theory for you. Let's start with Kansas City and Las Vegas, and we'll run through these five props here as well.
All right. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and begin with Juju Smith-Schuster. He is the first guy that popped up to me because his prop just seems like it is way too high. So right now Thrive has him listed at 4.5 total receptions. You go over that, you get 90. Less than that, you get 110 Thrive points. 4.5 seems really high to me in a game that I do not anticipate being very competitive. I know Jared Stidham, he lit the world on fire. Everyone was so enthused to see him make an overtime game against the 49ers. And look, you know, he's got good skill position players around him. Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams, Darren Waller, you know, Renfro back from injury. It's like he's got all his dudes. But, I mean, this is like the one thing is the Chiefs absolutely have to win this game because that'll at least help the conversations, I think, for Bills Bengals rescheduling, by the way. Like losing this game is such a nightmare for them. But I think they probably are going to mostly do it via Travis Kelce. The other thing here is that Mecole Hardman is finally activated off of the IR, and I think that's going to limit Smith-Schuster's snaps here a little bit. So I'm taking the under on Smith-Schuster 4.5 receptions.
All right, so that's the first of five props we're going to review for you here in this segment. Under on Juju's receiving receptions, 4.5. We'll review Jerick McKinnon, Isaiah Pacheco, Darren Waller, and Evan Engram. Those are the focal points for our conversation here. All right, now let's move over to the Kansas City Chiefs. Slowly but surely, Davis, Jerick McKinnon is gaining a huge role in the Kansas City offense. He looks healthy. He looks good. It's Andy Reid. And once he starts going to someone, we've seen this before, he continues along those lines. His total in terms of touchdowns set at 1.5. If you go over, it's 120 Thrive points. If you go under, it's 80. As we move forward, it does feel like McKinnon is like the guy for Kansas City at this point.
Yeah, I mean, look, all due respect to our friends over at Thrive Fantasy. What are we doing with these lines, fellas? Jerick McKinnon has scored at least one touchdown in 5 games straight. He has multiple touchdowns in 2 of those games. He is 2nd on the team in receiving touchdowns and 2nd on the team in rushing touchdowns. Like this is a crazy line. Of course we are taking the over here. Not only would I make him a favorite to score a touchdown, but they're giving us more points. They're giving us 120 Thrive points for going over. So this one feels pretty easy. Now Granted, remember, we're going to be getting into these contests with all of our friends over on Thrive Fantasy on Saturday for this two-game slate. I would expect this is going to be the most popular selection. I would expect that of all of the menu options available for their contests on Saturday, that Jerick McKinnon to get over 0.5 total touchdowns. This is rushing and receiving, right? This is going to be the most popular selection. So take that into account when you are building the rest of your prop lineup on Thrive this weekend.
I mean, he's played fantastic for them, and he's getting all the goal line carries too. So Hilaire not even in the conversation. Our next review will be Isaiah Pacheco. But again, Juju Smith-Schuster, Jerick McKinnon. So go over on McKinnon, says Davis, a half a touchdown. Again, rushing or receiving, followed by Pacheco. We'll do Darren Waller, and then Evan Engram, who's had a really strong finish to his year. Now, Isaiah Pacheco's rushing total, Davis, is 66.5 rushing yards. He's been able to gain some pretty good yardage on the ground. His total, if you go over that, is 110 Thrive points, and if you go under, it is 90. So which way will you go? He actually could hit this without scoring, I think, but they are, again, using McKinnon. It seems like his usage is going through the roof.
Yeah, so this will kind of tell you a little bit of the way I'm thinking about this game, because I think that Pacheco can get squeezed in both types of this game. So I think Pacheco can get squeezed if the Raiders show up, nothing to play for, they hate their coach, Jared Stidham comes back to normal a little bit. I still don't think Pacheco is a lock to get this number. Now, obviously, he's more likely to get it in a, you know, let's say a 14-point Chiefs win or whatever, but you know, I think in the second half, they could go to Ronald Jones, who actually, Ronald Jones actually got a first quarter carry the other day. But look, they're heading to the playoffs. This team would like to win a Super Bowl. I think that they would not mind giving Pacheco a little bit of a breather. But then also, if the Jared Stidham we saw last week shows up, right, if it's crazy and Stidham is, you know, cowboying it everywhere and throwing touchdowns, well, Pacheco's just not going to get on the field. It's going to be McKinnon. This game is too important. This game is too serious. Like, this is, obviously, it's not like the Super Bowl, but the Chiefs, this is the biggest game they've played since the AFC Conference Championship last year. They absolutely have to win it. They cannot lose this. So I'm going under on Isaiah Pacheco here with not that high of a degree of confidence, but I like the point distribution, and I don't think that this selection is going to be pretty popular, and I also think it correlates well with McKinnon selections.
All right, so there you go. 3 out of 5 thus far. Juju Smith-Schuster, Jerick McKinnon, and Isaiah Pacheco. A little combo of overs and unders there. Well, next, we'll talk about Darren Waller, and then we'll close out with Evan Engram. So in watching that game pretty closely last week, Davis, with the Raiders and 49ers, again, I had a lot of fantasy implications right down to the end. It feels to me like the way the Raiders are using Waller is if he's in the game, they're throwing to him. And, you know, and it's just very limited usage, it feels like. So he, like, makes a huge catch, and then we just don't see him for a long time. He clearly is not 100%. But if this is Waller of 2 years ago, then you would smash the over on this total of 3.5. But it doesn't seem like he's getting enough targets and enough usage. And I don't know which way you would go, but if he gets 4 catches, you get 110 points. Under would be 90.
Yep, I mean, you are making the argument that I am saying, which is like Waller is just not a full-time player. He returned in week 15, 49% of the snaps. Pittsburgh in week 16, 40% of the snaps. Did get up to 57% of the snaps for 40 total snaps last week, but I think that was probably impacted a little bit by game script. Foster Moreau has actually played more snaps than him. They've been playing, now Hunter Renfrow is back playing in the slot. So I like the under here. I think 3.5 seems, I think 3 would have been the fair line. And I actually think people really like Darren Waller. Like, I think people are just sort of predisposed. I mean, like, the guy's really not been good for fantasy for like 2 years, and he was a fifth round draft pick, you know? So I'm taking the under here on Darren Waller, 3.5 receptions for the 90 Thrive points. Again, thinking that this is not going to be the more popular side of that line.
Yeah, and look, Waller being drafted as a top tight end 2 years ago, being drafted as a top tight end in fantasy football season-long leagues last year, he will not be drafted as a top tight end next year, no doubt, with all the injuries that he suffered. Raiders probably have to make a decision on him as well. All right, speaking of tight ends in set for a big payday, boy, Evan Engram has had maybe the best second-half tight end season in the NFL. He's been fantastic for Jacksonville. He's going to get targets. He's going to get yards in this game. The question is a touchdown, Davis. And the total, again, just like Jerick McKinnon, is 1.5 touchdown. The over is 115 fantasy points, and clearly the under is going to be significantly less. I think I see 85 here.
Yep, I am taking the under, though, for a couple reasons. So the first is I think that the Evan Engram hype got to be a bit too big for his britches. I mean, Craig, how long have we known who Evan Engram is? We've watched him. His guy came out of Ole Miss, thought he was great, had that great rookie season for the Giants. Anytime you have counted on Evan Engram, right? Imagine you're in a fantasy football championship last week, right? Oh my God, Evan Engram, he got me 40 points 2 weeks ago. He's the best, yada, yada. I'm going to start him because I think the Jaguars are playing their starters. He plays 67% of the snaps against the Houston Texans. One reception, 16 yards. That's the Evan Engram experience, which I guess, to be fair, is the experience of tight ends in general. But I'm taking the under here. One, because much like the McKinnon prop, I expect the over here to be pretty popular, right? Must-win game. Evan Engram has been so good for them. Correlates well with Trevor Lawrence props. I'm not buying it. I do not think. And look, you know, clip me, old takes exposed. I've been wrong a million times. We'll be wrong a million more times on this program. I am not buying Evan Engram as the, you know, effective playoff hero for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think this is the only one that I may disagree with. I don't know. I don't think that he's great, but it does feel like Trevor Lawrence has a lockdown old guy. Like, he is just constantly throwing to him. And then what happens if they're on the goal line and they can't run? Would Engram be an option in the end zone? But naturally, Davis is the expert here. Take it from him, not me. Those are the five, Thrive 5 in fantasy. If you're using a mobile device, you could just screenshot and use all of those options going into the weekend. Juju Smith-Schuster, Jerick McKinnon, Isaiah Pacheco, Darren Waller, and Evan Engram. Those are the Thrive 5. And if you missed any of our show, just go back and watch. We'll give it to you again. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today, all weekend long with all of the football, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I mean, folks, this is one of the better weekends of the year to be tuned in to us at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. Our social media channels will be very active this weekend, and we've got NFL Saturday, we've got NFL Sunday, we've got college football on Monday night, college basketball, NBA, NHL, hot stove in baseball. They're all happening at the same time. Make sure you are following us on social media. Again, that's at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. All right, Davis, so you mentioned this earlier in the show, and obviously we got some good news on DeMar Hamlin. I feel like we can now, you know, take this story a little bit forward here a little bit. There have been a lot of scenarios in terms of potentially starting up this game again between Cincinnati and Buffalo. Let's be honest, we're a fantasy show. I would guess at least half of fantasy leagues have some sort of implication in their championship game with these guys on Monday night. I mean, it's Cincinnati and Buffalo. There's a ton of players on both teams that could potentially be involved. And now fantasy owners are wondering what's going to happen. I've seen some scenarios, one of which I thought made some sense, which is basically, you know, they replay that game the first week of the playoffs and then push the rest of the AFC back a week. How about you? Is there anything interesting for you? I know it's complicated maybe to explain here on the show, but anything interesting that you've seen?
So, I mean, it's nothing that's going to impact me other than, you know, these massive best ball tournaments and stuff. Like, it could swing payouts a couple thousand dollars either way. But the most recent thing that and we're talking like this is fresh off the presses. This is Adam Schefter on ESPN this morning. This is what he said. He expects there will be an NFL decision on Bills-Bengals before kickoff on Sunday, or before kickoff on Saturday, right? So those are the big games mm-hmm. that would be impacted, right? The Chiefs and the Titans-Jaguars specifically. He also said, and this is Schefter, so someone's probably told him, he said he does not expect Bills-Bengals to resume, which would mean that win percentage is going to end up determining seeding instead of just wins outright. Schefter also said the NFL is considering allowing the number one seed to either pick home field advantage or a bye week, right? So what all of this says to me is that if you are in your league and you're sitting there and you needed 8 points from Joe Burrow, you needed Ja'Marr Chase outscored T. Higgins by 17, Craig. I don't think you're going to get it, man. I don't think they're going to play this game. And what I've told people, this is why I've said this in my own leagues. I've said this to my others. Either if the losing guy wants to be the hero and avoid all arguments and wants to say, that's it, I concede, whatever, that's fine. I also think you could do a proportional split. So, for example, if you know you're on ESPN, you're a 70% favorite to win, you know, with the projected stats in there, you split it 70-30, or you just split it 50-50. You split the pot 50-50. I think all of those outcomes are as fair as you're going to get in the circumstances. But I don't know. I've gone back and forth on they're going to play this game, they're not going to play this game, you know, but Schefter, I think, would know.
Yeah. So you think I should? I don't feel like taking an L, though, man. I feel like having some other scenario involved. I mean, what do I have to lose, right? I mean, I have nothing to lose.
I mean, if I was you, I would propose a split, a 60-40 split of the pot is what I would say if I was you.
Yeah, I have to consider that. We'll see, because who knows what those games could look like after Kansas City's game, by the way, on Sunday for Buffalo and Cincinnati. So, all right, fair point. We'll see what happens. Hopefully tomorrow we get some clarity. Time now for some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, well, we saw Rafael Devers yesterday get over $330 million, a number, Davis, 2 years ago that you would have thought's impossible to get in Major League Baseball, let alone for a player that's not even a free agent. He got $330 million. Baseball is very healthy. So are the other sports. Ronaldo got insane money from that soccer team. Patrick Mahomes makes, $50 million a year over 10 years. So with all of this money just going around, and by the way, very big contract coming up in baseball next year, Davis. I guess we can wonder if this is the guy that gets it. But how about a billion-dollar contract given out in American pro sports? This will happen, Davis, in the next 50 years. 50 years, a billion-dollar professional sports contract. Is this fantasy or reality?
I mean, this is quite literally the easiest reality I have ever... I mean, what are we doing here, boys? $1 billion? We're not that far off from $1 billion now. If you look at like inflation trends and everything, I mean, this is not even close. We might see a guy who is playing professionally right now get a $1 billion contract. Now, I would say if I had to rank it in order of probability, I would say baseball number one, football number two, probably no way in the NBA, because the NBA, they do two things. One, obviously, like their salary cap in general is smaller because they only have 15 guys to pay as opposed to 53. And they also, the NFL does not do this. They artificially limit what the most you can put in one contract. It could be Mahomes. I don't know. It could be who is the best young player in baseball? Like it, Craig, this is so. Yeah, who am I missing? Who am I missing here?
Ohtani.
No, he's not. He's not going to get, because he's like 32, right?
What's he going to get?
How old is he?
He's older.
Shohei,
for sure.
Shohei Ohtani is 28 years old. Shohei Ohtani is going to get $450 million. Whenever.
More.
You think more than that?
Oh yeah.
Good for him. Good for him.
People go to see him. He's not,
Yeah, it's true. He's not going to get a billion, but he's going to get a lot. He will get the biggest contract to date in pro sports, I think.
Yes. He will get over $500 million, I think, next year. Yeah, obviously this is a reality. If we're at 500 now, we went from 3 to 5 in 2 years. We're going from 5 to 7 in 2 years. We're going to a billion in the next 10. I mean, that's just what it's going to be. Ohtani, Davis, what would that guy do for your fan base? Any fan base? How many extra people are going to see Ohtani every time he pitches, every time he plays? There's so few guys in professional sports.
You'd make the money back. You'd make the money back the first 2 years of the contract, probably.
Yeah. So, I think at the very least he's getting 10-500, Davis. At the very least. And again, he won't play out the end of that contract, but will Bogarts, you know? like who
right,
will
right, right.
at this point with the contract? So Maybe 600. I don't know. I don't know. The Mets could give them whatever they want. They give them a billion, no problem. Yankees too. Dodgers? All right, so Ohtani's up next there. Okay, let's move on to the NFL. We haven't talked a lot about the New England Patriots, and honestly, after all the championships that the Patriots won, I think Bill Belichick still the best coach in the NFL. I mean, maybe not a great GM. I mean, I guess you could say that because they just really don't get great offensive players. The only way that seems to happen is through like Randy Moss or Antonio Brown. Like they find these guys that are like washed and they bring them in and then they end up being great, but they really haven't done a great job drafting offense, but it doesn't matter who they have on defense because Bill Belichick is probably the best defensive coach of all time. I think that's fair to say. Every year they're undermanned and they somehow finish 500 or better. It is really incredible. And we never give Belichick any credit. But it's getting close to the end, Davis. There's no question. It is getting close to the end for Bill Belichick. He ain't going to be doing this in 10 years. I know that for a fact. Every year, shows up in spring training, watches baseball, talks about life after that, you know, loves going on his boat. So I don't know when it's going to happen. We're going to say it's going to happen soon. Fantasy reality. This is Bill Belichick's last year coaching in the NFL.
No. I don't think he wants to go out with like a horrible team. And maybe there'll just be no alternative because they don't have a quarterback. But what is everyone's memory of this season? It's not going to be if they end up backdooring their way into a first round playoff loss. It's going to be just like looking horrible. You know, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi. Like, honestly, probably the biggest moment of their season was the three games that Bailey Zappi played in. Like, honestly, that's the only real memory I have of this season, other than like you know, being I'll remember Jacoby Myers accidentally catching a Hail Mary after it bounced off of a defender's hands. But I and maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he's like, you know what, I'm richer than God, I have a perfect life, you know, I got my wife is beautiful and 40 years younger than me, who cares, you know, let McDaniels come back and clean this mess up. Maybe he doesn't care, but I think he wants to at least try and make one more meaningful postseason run, especially because I think, like, obviously, I mean, this dude has won nothing without Tom Brady, right? Nothing. And yeah. I bet that digs at him.
Yeah, I mean, the other scenario that could come here is Belichick could call Tom Brady and say, do you want to come back for one last run in New England too? And that could keep him around for sure. I thought the Patriots team last year, Davis, was better than it is this year. I mean, at least from watching those games. And I think that last run was the chance for it was last year, and then they just got smashed by the Buffalo Bills in that first playoff game for them. I'm going to say reality. I'm going to say this is it. I'm going to say Belichick at the end of the season looks at it, looks at the future, and says, my gosh, we got to draft another quarterback again, or we got to bring Carr in, or we got to bring Jimmy G back here. And let's be honest, it's not going to be enough. You asked for their highlight of the season. It isn't Jacoby Myers catching the ball. Unfortunately, it's Jacoby Myers throwing it to the other guy on the Raiders and that guy running it back for the touchdown. It was a terrible loss for them. And that's why they're in the position that they're in, unfortunately, right now. I still think they're going to make the playoffs, by the way. I think they're going to get that last win and get in. Maybe they get a playoff win somehow.
Well, it's not right. This is all working out for them because the Bills game is not going to matter.
That's right. So I think they're going to get in. They're probably going to lose in the first round. And then I think Belichick's got to look at this thing and say, like, I mean, how much better am I going to be next year, no matter what quarterback we get, unless his name is Brady again. So I'll take a shot here. I'll say reality. And that's the end of the line for Bill Belichick, who is arguably the best coach of all time. All right. Robert Duvall turned 92 years old today. Great actor, has been in a million different movies, but obviously one of the biggest movies that he was ever in, clearly The Godfather, Part 1, Part 2, Fantasy. Was he in Part 2? I think he was. Fantasy or reality, Robert Duvall was most known for his role in The Godfather. I know he wasn't in 3. Was he in 2? I think he was in 2.
I mean, Craig, this dude has been in, I mean, he's got to have been in 150 things. Like, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page. He's been in a million things. Now, obviously, I would probably pick him out from The Godfather, maybe Apocalypse Now. Apparently, he won, I've never seen this movie, but he won the Academy Award for Best Actor in The Tender Mercies. And I think a lot of people remember him from To Kill a Mockingbird, the OG one, the 1960s one. But yeah, I mean, The Godfather is like a piece of art in and of itself. Yeah, this is a reality. This is like one of the 10 most popular works of art in Western culture.
Yes, I would say reality, but his best scene ever is the movie that you just mentioned, in Apocalypse Now. There's no question that he is more popular in that than for his role in The Godfather, but I think most people would remember him for that role for sure. All right, that will do it for fantasy or reality. Coming up next, we got the Sports Grid 60, and then we turn it over to the early line coming up at the top of the hour. I am back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. We've got the latest on Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. Obviously, some fantastic news coming out of Cincinnati today on his health. We'll update that for you coming up in 2 hours from now. For now, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Sports Grid 60 is next, right here on FST on Sports Grid. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We get ready to wrap up the show. Reminder, Davis and I will be here tomorrow. We'll have our full daily fantasy preview for the final regular season Sunday slate. That'll be tomorrow here at 11 a.m. Eastern. But for now, we've got to leave you. But before we do, let's turn it over to Davis. He has today's Sports Grid 60.
You know, Craig, it really was, it was not that long ago that we were saying, like, oh my gosh, this is like this amazing time in sports. We have all of these high leverage games. We've got the World Cup, like all this stuff. This right now, man, we are in the doldrums, right? No baseball, bunch of meaningless football games. All the good college football bowl games have been played. The golf they're playing is like basically an exhibition. Now, pretty soon, right? You know, we're about to get into the really good stuff pretty soon, but, I don't know, you kind of need a nice little time to sit and log out and refresh a little bit instead of maybe if you really like regular season college basketball, I'm not speaking your language, but for me, this is a nice time when it's not super high pressure, super intense every day.
Yeah, well, we're getting to that point, and then baseball starts for me, and that's when it certainly picks back up. Okay, we spend a lot of time on this show with heavy indictment on quarterbacks in the NFL. I think it's pretty obvious. We've talked about Carson Wentz and Malik Willis and some of these guys that are struggling, and then asking ourselves, like, why can't these teams find good quarterbacks? Like, indicting Denver for signing Russell Wilson and all these other things. Well, let me remind you something, and this is no offense to this player or his family, but Nathan Peterman is starting again this weekend for the Chicago Bears. I mean, does this not tell you the dynamic as to what is happening in the National Football League? Quarterbacks are not being developed in college to play in the NFL. And that, again, no indictment on Peterman, but this guy is starting after throwing like a million interceptions and not winning any game for a professional team in the NFL. So I am done talking negatively about all these teams signing quarterbacks and overpaying for these guys. It's impossible to find guys. What else do you expect them to do? That'll do it for our show today. Thanks again to LCN, our producer, graphics department, and Davis. I'm Craig. Enjoy the rest of your day here on Sports. Great, great.